Good morning, Life Springers. As I read this to you today, I will be somewhere near an airport or in a plane making way with Bev back to California. We look forward to seeing you and regaling you of our marvelous trip to be with family. Please listen to what Mark wrote about the religion of the Pharisees and what God really wants from us. The text is Mark 7, 1-23, read from the New Revised Standard Version. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands. They thus observe the tradition of the elders, and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells father or mother, whatever support you might have had from me is korban,' that is, an offering to God, then you no longer permit doing anything for a father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many things like this." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile the person, but the things that come out are what defile." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile? Since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and goes out into the sewer." Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "It is what comes out of a person that defiles. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile a person." God of simplicity, Lord of our hearts rather than our traditions, we know that you hate insincerity and love our devotion. We pray that your Spirit will remind us of how ceremony, ritual, and hypocrisy keep us far away from you and your intentions for us. May we live devotedly to your purposes for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you have a really great week.